Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is Elder Lewis Gray coming into your ear gate on this morning. This is a day that the Lord had made, and we owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you've got breath in your body, you owe God a praise. And we thank God for you joining me again on another week to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. God has a word for you today. And I thank God for you joining me here. As I say, most of the time I'm here, you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. So don't touch that dial. Don't change it. God has you here for a purpose. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. So you're not here by surprise, but you're here by divine appointment. And so we thank God for you joining me here today. As always, I send a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. I love you. To her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough, I love you as well. And to my beautiful wife, Minister Frida Gray, who is on the job right now, I love you as well, honey. Praise the Lord to all of you and to our church members. Praise the Lord to you that are listening by way of radio. I thank God for my pastor and her husband. They attended our son's, he was a part of the Upward Bound Basketball League, where they I guess I'll use this for an advertisement. Hallelujah, amen. If you have any children, get them involved in Upward Bound, because it's just not about basketball, but they give Bible as well. They pray. It's all biblically based, amen. And so I thank God for him, my son, a 7-year-old. Being a part of that, having him in it, and they had their the season ended on this past Saturday, and they had a kind of a celebration for the year, as a year end type of thing, to celebrate the year that they had on last night. And they were giving away prizes. A word was given, amen, a short word, and it was just a good time. And my pastor and her husband joined us in. Joined in with us, and I thank God for them. My mom died in 2016, and my pastor has stepped in as a grandma for my kids, and I thank God for her. Amen. Because if my mom was here and in Florida, I believe she would have been there as well. And so I thank God for her stepping in. God always knows what he's doing. And I just want to thank God for my pastor being there, supporting our children, supporting Caleb in his Upward Bound first year of basketball. So I thank God for her. Amen. So I thank God for you and you that are listening by way of radio. Amen. Thank God for you joining me here today. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord, because time can get by so quickly. It seems like that when I'm here, I'm here for 30 minutes, but it seems like it's only 15 minutes. And so we're going to get into the word of the Lord, and it can be found in Proverbs. Man, I can't get my speech on today. Proverbs 14, verse number 12. And we're just going to read one verse. That's Proverbs 14 and 12. And the Bible says, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The gracious Father, we thank you for blessing me to be here just one more time to render a word unto your people. Lord, it is not I, but you in me. And Lord, I realize that without you, I can do nothing. And without you, I am nothing. And so, Lord, I am totally dependent on you today to speak to me and speak through me. Lord, that your people may hear what it is that you're saying unto the church today. And God, and we're asking that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Remember our country. Remember our nation, God. We're praying, Father, that we join together in unity, and in peace, God, that we come together regardless of political parties or what nationalities or whatever we may be, God, but that we come together in unity and that we have love one to another. For Lord, that is your desire for your people. And God, we just thank you today. We give you glory. We give you honor. Remember those that are in leadership, our president, Congress, Supreme Court, our governors, our pastors, our leaders. We're praying, Father, you bless them to continue to do what you called them to do. Give them great wisdom in this hour. And in Jesus' name, I say thank you. Remember those that are in the hospital, the jail cells, the nursing homes, those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. God, remember them today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I also want to send a condolences out to the Jenkins family, Bishop Oliver Jenkins. He was a man of God that I never met, but he would listen to me on Facebook, and he would comment, and we would confer back and forth on Facebook. He would say, "Good job, Elder. Amen. I enjoyed the service." So I never met him personally. I met his wife, and my heart and me and my wife's heart goes out to that family, and we send you our condolences, and we want you to lift them up in prayer because they are in need of prayer. And so we want to say that we love you to the Jenkins family. Amen. And we are our condolences goes out to you. Amen. Hallelujah, Bishop Oliver Jenkins. Amen. So I want to deal from a subject, amen, from the very 14th verse, from the 12th verse of the 14th chapter of Proverbs. "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." There is a way that seemeth right unto man. There are a lot of things that we do that seem right. A lot of ways to do things that seem right. If it feels right, do it. If it sounds right, do it. Whatever you like, but can I tell somebody today that just because it seems right doesn't make it right? We live in a society where pretty much anything goes. Anything is accepted. Some people look at life as just a party, and that we're all going to die one day, so we might as well party. Amen. And treat life as a party and party until it's all over. And we look at that, and to the eyes, it seems right. The Bible says that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. Hallelujah. And you know, life is and can offer you many options. You know, you look around, there's an option to buy houses, options to buy cars, and options to do this. We have many options in life. Life offers us options, and many of them require few sacrifices. And so sometimes it's easy to make the wrong choice because we choose to do those things which require no sacrifice. However, easy choices should make us reconsider our decision. Is the option attractive because it requires little sacrifice? Doesn't ask me to change my lifestyle. It requires no restraints. Those seem like
great options. Anybody wants something that they can get for free. And so sometimes we choose that way. We choose the way of least resistance. We take shortcuts. And on the outward appearance, it seems right. It seems right unto man. But can I tell you? The Bible tells us that, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We say that this is our life and we want to do what we want to do. Live it how we want to live it. Live it until we can't live it anymore. And so you say that's our right and that's our option. But can I tell you that it's not your life? For the Bible says that we were bought with a price. And our lives are not our own. Jesus paid the price for our lives so that we could serve and worship him, so that we could give him glory. 1 Corinthians 16:19-20 says, what know ye not that your bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Our lives are to glorify God. And how do we glorify God? By following his principles. By following his principles. You say, well, I'm not caught up in the rules and regulations and all of this stuff. But with Christ dying on the cross, it set us free and we're at liberty to do whatever we want to do. No. We're not at liberty to live any kind of way. But God, Jesus, died so that we can be free of sin. So that we can live as unto his glory. Because he paid the price for us. And because he paid the price for him, we owe him our lives. And God is calling for us to live sanctified and holy lives. We're to strive to be like him. I was thinking about sometime we had a little construction going on in Titusville and you know how you come to a street and it's blocked off and there's nowhere the person turns and you're not the first person in line, but you're like maybe the third or the fourth or maybe even farther back, but you're following everybody else, assuming that they know where they're going, knowing that they know where it is. You're turning where they turn. You're going where they go. And a lot of time that works out. But what if that person doesn't know where they're going? I thought about that. We're just following the leader. We're going where everybody else is going. Because that seems to be the right thing to do. That seems that I'm lost, so I'm going to follow the leader. Maybe they know where they're going. See, so many people are caught up in following the leader. They're following the system of this world. This world says you can do as you want to do. Go where you want to go. Be as you want to be. There's a song years ago that says, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. But can I tell you that in the way Christ works, we have to do things his way. He sacrificed for us. We have to sacrifice for him. Salvation is free. Yes, he died. But it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us to sacrifice our lives. To do as he did. He sacrificed for us. So we have to sacrifice for him. The Bible says that that if we keep our lives, we choose to continue to do what we want to do and not follow his principle. See, the Christians shouldn't be obligated to any rules, but we should be obligated to Christ-like principles, biblical principles. There are certain things that Christians ought to know not to do. Biblical principles. You know what principles are? They're the foundations of who you are. Who you are. I think about back in the days when, and even so today with the GPS system, if we're lost, we can turn on the GPS and it will take us to the places where, you know, we want to go. Sometimes it takes us around the way. But yet if we listen to the GPS system, it will get us there. It may have taken us a different route. And I think back way before we had the GPS system, when we had the maps, and that's how we knew how to get from point A to point B, because we had maps. And the maps were essentially blueprints of how to get to where you're going. And if you look on a map, you'll see that all roads do not lead to California. All roads do not lead to Indiana. All roads do not lead to New York. All roads do not lead to Florida. But you have to follow the blueprint, whatever the map says, of how to get to whatever destination you were trying to get to. You just couldn't just go blind-eyed, cover your eyes and say, you know what, I'm going to New York and I'm just going to go wherever my hand lands. You'll end up in destruction. You'll end up lost. That's the way getting to heaven is. All roads do not lead to heaven. There is a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. There is a way which leads to eternal life. But many will say, because it seems right. There is a way which seemeth right unto man. There are a lot of things that we look at in life that seem right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, we've got to acknowledge God in all thy ways and lean not to our own understanding, and he will direct our path. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, we have to allow Jesus to direct our paths. How does God, Jesus, direct our path? In the Bible. It is our instruction. It is our blueprint to getting to heaven. But many people will tell you that it don't take all that. I don't have to go to church. I can stay at home. I can worship from home. I can do whatever. See, that's a way that seems right unto man. I don't have to have a pastor. I don't have to speak in tongues. I don't have to give money. I don't have to worship God. I don't have to go into a sanctuary. See, those are seem right ways. God knows my heart. Yeah, I smoke a little here. Yes, I party a little here. Yes, I drink a little here. But God knows my heart. See, that's the way that seems right. But you know what the Bible says? Our righteousness, which is what we seem to be right, is as filthy rags. I think about when David, when he was bringing the ark to Jerusalem. And there was a certain way that the ark was supposed to be carried, but it was carried on a new cart. And there was a man that stood behind the ark, and the oxen shook the ark, and it began to fall. And Uzzah reached out his hand to stop it from falling. And because he was not allowed to touch it, only the Levites and the priests, he died in Uzzah's eye. It seemed right. My God, my God. But it wasn't right. Anytime we are in violation of God's law, even though it might seem right, it is still a violation of God's right. But we have justified in our mind that because the world says it's okay, it must be right. But David had to go back and check the law again and see how it was supposed to be carried. And the second time, they got it right. See, they were doing what they thought the first time, what was seeming right. We were at the Upward basketball thing last night, and the man of God brought up a good point. He brought up Jesus when he says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction." Hallelujah. "Many there be which will go in thereat." Hallelujah. And he tells us that we're to enter in, amen, at the narrow gate, and few there be that will find it. Many people are going down Broadway. Why the wide gate? And you know, he made a point last night, and I thought it was very interesting, because I grew up in entertainment. Many of you that have listened to some of my songs, I sing, and so I came up in the entertainment field. I sung in nightclubs, and sung in venues, and as an entertainment, one of our biggest dreams is to be able to sing on Broadway. Everybody knows about Broadway. They said that if you can make it on Broadway, you can make it anywhere. And as a child growing up, I was always fascinated by the nightlife. I was always fascinated by when we were traveling at night and I saw the skylines of the big city and the flashing neon lights and the lighting up of the city at night. And I'm like, as a child, as a young teenager, get me out into the night. Get me out into the night, because the night light, it had a glamour about it. And Broadway, which is in New York, it has a glamour about it. Now, I still want to go to Broadway, but not for that reason. I would love to take my wife to see a Broadway play. And if God blesses me and says the same, I pray that I'll be able to do that, to go to a New York Broadway play and see a play. But when I was younger, I wasn't thinking about going to Broadway for a Broadway play. I just wanted to get out into the nightlight, nightlife. I wanted to go out and I wanted to party. I wanted to go out into be at every club that I could be in. I wanted to be on the dance floor. I wanted to be a part of the nightlife. And the preacher said something very interesting that caught my attention. And he says that those lights really are warning lights. Warning lights. Stay away from Broadway. Because so many people have ventured in, and I'm talking about not Broadway, New York, hallelujah, hallelujah, but I'm talking about the system of Broadway. Everything goes here in Broadway. Come to Broadway. Drugs, sex, whatever whatever people choose to do in life, they say that it's okay for me to do this, yet I'll still make it in. Well, those Broadway lights are basically their warning lights. Stay away from the Broadway. He said, Jesus said, many are going to go that way. Many are going to go that way, and they're going to be destroyed. When we go God's way, Jesus' way, it's the narrow way. You can't bring everything. You can't bring everything that you had in the world. You can't bring it to Christ. Amen. You can bring yourself to Christ. Amen. And Christ will, he will give you freedom from those things. That you don't need these things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Enter ye in at a straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Give me the narrow way. See, too many people are trying to bring in what they seem. There's no harm in this. There's no harm in that. But God is saying, you can't bring everything in the narrow way. It's
going to fit. Only your love for Christ. Amen. Put him first. Put him first. Not what you seem to think is right. God is calling for us to put him first and foremost in his life, in our lives. We're to seek him with all our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls. And you know what? It was only when I found Christ that I realized that I didn't need to be on Broadway. Hallelujah. Because there is a way. And that way, amen, is God's way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I realized that Jesus was the only way I needed. Everything that I needed, everything that I wanted was found in Jesus. Amen. I didn't need Broadway. I didn't need the nightlife. I didn't need the drinking. I didn't need all of that other stuff. I didn't need Broadway. But I needed Jesus. And so he says, amen, there was a way which seemeth right unto life, unto man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. The only way is through Jesus. Seek him, make him first and foremost in your life. Amen. Do as he says to do. He says that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. See, even Jesus lets us know that there are commandments that we must follow. It's not you do as you want to do. Come as you want to come and continue to do. Yes, come as you are. But when you leave with his principles. You can never come in contact with Jesus and leave the same way. When you come in contact with Jesus, you know that there is a better way. You know that there is a better way than the way that you've been living, the way that you've been going. Jesus is our blueprint. He is our map to heaven. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And if we keep his commandments, we don't have to worry about missing heaven. Because that's the road that we're trying to go. You don't have to guess at it. If you follow his way, you're going to make it. Amen. Get off Broadway. Amen. And come Christ's way. There was a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Do it Jesus' way. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Until next week, join me at the same time. You be blessed, and you have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. May the Lord be with you.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing.